February 1st, 2011, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Lot from Pedro show, broadcasting remotely from Melbourne, Australia, the state of Victoria. Not from Pedro, but the idiot talking was in Pedro. We started off with John Coltrane doing Focus on Sanity. And then we heard Shmaya Zvetlosti. Something live from Disciplina Kichma, I guess. A terrible time with the Serbo-Croatian, sorry. Call you a great bass player. Mike Sound, big fan. And that's something from Stanislav Zabic. He floated to me. So I guess it's kind of rare, he said. Koya's been around for many years and many more years to come. Can't wait to hear some new stuff he does. That was from 1991, which was kind of a hell time, if you think about that area. Hopefully that don't make a rerun. I got no guest. I asked Mr. Slouch, helping man with the Stooges. By the way, that's why I'm in Melbourne, Australia. If you listen to last week's show with guest Brother Steve McKay from Sydney, Mr. Slouch said he didn't think his musical journey was interesting. I beg to differ. I've heard many of his stories, and incredibly righteous, many moons in this racket. A lot to he could relate with people, but I respect his privacy and his choices. I just love him. So Eric Fisher, the road boss, he wants to be on the show, but he wants to be a little more prepared. He's got sounds of his boat, some musics he wants to play, so in the future I'll have him on. More Stooge touring. Oops. I think starting the end of May, going through August. Two more gigs left in this. Big day out. Big day off. Yeah. Second day off in a row. Fly to Adelaide tomorrow. Another day off. Play there. Go to Perth. And then Sunday. All done. Let's play some new Go Team.
Nesting, 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 nesting.
For Pedro show. You just heard something brand new from the Feelies. It's been a while since they recorded. Good cats. Glenn, Bill, Mr. Percussion dude, Dave Wackerman. Yeah. There's some stories there. Good people. And something new from them. Should Be Gone. Before that, we had Workin' Bee. Worker Bee. I'm sorry. That's Evan, who I met being side mouse for Terramellos on the Japanese tour back in October, November. A tune called Nestin'. And before that, we had... Now, there's a town next to San Pedro. Well, there's a couple of them, but one of them's called Lomita. And there's a band, 2004, 2003 or something, called Rolling Blackouts, or Rolling Blackouts. I don't think they use the. And there's a tune by them called No Good. And kind of trippy because ahead of that, we started off that chunk of music with Go Team from their new album called Rolling Blackouts, a song called Rolling Blackouts now. I haven't had the heart to tell the boss man over there about that. It's trippy. Last year, he's putting together his songs and stuff they're recording. And he asked me if he could use a Bust Out Brigade for an album title. Because I had done a thing with Devin Hoff, a righteous bass player. He lives in Chicago now. He, many years, served aboard the... Now it's Clyde Singers. He's just been replaced by Trevor. Oh man, my memory. Great cat. Lives in New York. Trevor Dunn. Yeah. Much respect to him. Sorry about that lapse. And I told Ian, you know, yeah, you just bust out. Anyway, you know, we had this project, I should refer, called the Emma Golden Bust Out Brigade. It was for a benefit, and we're recording a two-bass project under that moniker. But if you wanted to use Breakout Brigade for an outfit, sure. But lo and behold, never became. Sort of like that song there. There's some parts of that that never became either. But I don't know if he's aware of this. See, I felt silly because I told him when I first heard about his band, I said, hey, you know, there was this thing that Toby did with Kurt with the same name. So I didn't want to say anything, but there it is. I mean, there's only so many words and names and band trips or whatever. Last time I was on with Brother Steve, we hadn't played yet. God, it was a scorcher gig in Sydney when we did play. We actually played two gigs in a row there. The second one was much more calm. There was overcast. But that first one was a blazer, man. Whew. And I know you can read. I just put up the Melbourne show. So five of the seven shows now are up on the Hoot page, MikeWatt.com. You can read my pathetic writing and jimped out tour spiel. But you know, it was righteous for me. All the Stooges gigs, you know, I feel bad if I'm clamming. And sometimes I exaggerate the clams, you know, I don't know. I don't have perspective when I'm writing that shit, but I really, really treasure every moment. Those gigs seem like they go by in 3 or 4 minutes, even the blazing hot, sweaty ones. Because it's really amazing on me. And, yeah, it was bright. You know, it's trippy. A year ago, or a year from that Sydney gig is where I met the boys in Goatee. And a couple of days ago in St. Kilda here. It's a beach part of Melbourne. I actually went and bogarted when they asked me to come over and be on the end of one and their tunes. Because some bands do sideshow gigs, you know. And, yeah, lo and behold. God, they were so quiet on stage, you know. It was like a tiny little sound. And, yeah, I didn't mean to do that. They were very beautiful to me, though, kind. That's why I learned about the karaoke music. All right, here's something I did with the Book of Knots.
Late to yourselves. your off a slice of bread. Gonna go straight to your head. Busting your ass, peas and rice. Oh, isn't it so nice when I get on the mic and spit my stuff? You be puffing and puff up my house still. Standing up.
No tomatoes. No tomatoes. No tomatoes. No tomatoes.
Dressing on the side.
No tomatoes. No tomatoes. No tomatoes.
Dressing on the side. I'm talking about gonna throw away my gun. And then we have some fun. Cause I get into the fridge. Oh my god, your name is Midge. Or Midget, whatever. I'm bigger. Any weather is raining down like hell. I will ring your bell. Cause you're gonna want to get some more. To see what is in store. On the next track. On the floor, on the ceiling. Oh well, what a feeling I gave you.
Bought for Pedro show. Started that chunk off with Jagger with Watt. Or maybe it's Jaeger. I don't drink that crap. It was done in San Francisco. I don't remember. No. I did spiel. And they gave him a microphone that had a coily cord on it, like it had a key on the side, you know? CB radio kind of thing. Book of Knots, interesting project. Joel Hamilton, Tony Mamone. Tony Mamone, bass brother Tony. He, from Peru Ubu days, you know. Modern dance, dub house, and that stuff. My hero. Me and D Boone saw that modern dance tour at the Whiskey. Wow. And I got to do my latest Hyphenated Man, my latest album, The Third Opera, at his studio with him and his partners, Joel Hamilton. But we recorded that at, I don't know, I think it was called a Little Telephone or something. San Francisco. Very interesting. Much respect to Ms. Yuko for the spiel. And then we heard What Becomes of the Broken Heart by Mirror. And So On by Echo Face. Funk Salad by Stigmatic Rabbit. And YGK Theme, of course, by YGK. I should say something about Rolling Blackouts. Now, that band, the Lomita Band, not the Goatee Mal, but the Lomita Band, they had changed their name. I think they got another drummer and some other people in the band. And just to Mr. Parton there, you know, some relief for him. He should know they changed their name to Wet Cassette. I'm going to write him an email tomorrow in Adelaide. Because I'm sure he'd be kind of relieved to know that. Yeah, it's trippy. I think somebody was telling me, maybe Bob Stiers, he said that there's a band, I played with them before, Dash Rip and Rock, I think they're a New Orleans band maybe, but they made a rock opera, something to do with Dante, and he told me there's a line in there. This is a couple of years ago, maybe 2007 or something. So it's after my Dante. Well, it wasn't Dante. I did an opera. My second one was in 2004. And paralleled the Commedia to tell the story about the sickness that almost killed me in 2000. But interesting thing is, now I haven't heard this, but Bob Sutton tells me, there's a line in their piece, or he goes, the lesson never lessens. And I do say that in my third opera. And there's some kind of artistic thing where there's a, what's purported to be self-portrait of Hieronymus Bosch, even though it's supposed to be a Dante thing. I don't know. He's a, Mr. Dyer is making a essay of the opera and, the third opera, and he's explaining to me things as he's going through that process. Let's play some Buddy Girl and the Mechanic. Okay, a lot from Pedro show. Yeah, that was Smuggler by Buddy Girl and the Mechanic. And we've come to the end of the first hour, February 1st, 2011, Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. February 1st, 2011, is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
This is not true!
Thank you. Yeah!
Watt from Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with This Is Not True by Fuck Facts. Get My Wig Perm after that by Electric Prostitute. Then we had Way I Let You Down by Mondo Generator. And then something live from Chikawa called Kappa. You know about Kappa? It's this creature, you know, a mythological Japanese thing. Who lives in lakes, and he's got a dish on his head. And if he ain't got water in that dish, he won't live. They use him to scare kids on how to be safe and swimming and stuff. That's what I was told. And then we heard Pervert by the Lymph Nodes. Let me tell you about this Melbourne gig a couple days ago. I mean, it was happening, Stooges gig. It was hot. Not as hot as Sydney first night, but which was January 26, yeah. But this January 31 in Melbourne was pretty scorching. The sun was on us, but not blazing the same way. Actually, Ig was out there and was taking blows. But Scotty Son, James Williamson, they were a little more shaded. James Williamson, the muscle shirt, that's what he calls it. And no wife beater, right? And after, I went and saw Primal Scream and Grinder Man. And I don't have any here to play for you, shit. Grinder Man, I've seen Primal Scream. We've done some gigs with him before, different versions with Kevin Shields and stuff. And I just love Bobby. Manny, great bass player. And the cat who took Kevin's place, Barry's very cool people. A nice young man. Grinder Man really surprised me. For one thing, Nick Cave came out playing a guitar. And it was wailing, man. Marty was on the bass like Bad Seeds. He was great. He had a bitchin' fucking tone, man. It was a grinder, man. It was a grinder grind. And Warren Ellis, I mean, he played a little bit of fiddle, like one tune, but mainly he played this four-string tenor guitar. He had this Eastwood in Canada designed for him. And, man, he was cutting it up. And they had a big drummer man named Jim. He was really good. I mean, this band was smoking. Check out Grinder Man. You know, I'm a big birthday party fan. I got to see, I was telling Nick, I saw him at the Roxy, you know. Maybe 30 years ago. God, it was a smoking gig. Truly. Okay, some more music. Thank you.
go, man.
For Pedro show. Whoa. That heavy compression thing, huh? Right, left, good, bad. Ease up. Let it breathe some. Understand people. I don't let it. K-Rock sound. some stuff. I'm hearing. Even my buddies. Ooh. A little bit, but come on. I don't know these cats, but Transmission Party with a right, left, good, bad, or whatever they're trying to say there. And I do know before that was Steve Moss. I remember him. I haven't seen him for many years. He was a sax man in Joe Baez's Mechalodiacs and Universal Congress of, I think. He lived in Germany for many years now, and that's a tune he did called Hangover. Some of these guys over there. Then we heard Jack Brewer, of course, Saccharine Trust singer, Joe Baez. But this was Jack Brewer Reunion Band doing a personal song for Mike Watt to sing. I think it was a Prac record. But, we don't have to what do you say about that? Try to make excuses or something. In advance. Rubber Crutch. Love Jack Brewer. Speaking of which, starting on the next two Toothless Grin songs. We did our first two. And, I mean, this is a big project. It's got all my second men, all my missing men, John Pekovich, Chris Greer, Matt Waskovich, Jack Brewer, and Thurston Moore. Oh, speaking of Thurst, I just got a message from Mr. Lee Ronaldo. In 2 days, I guess February 3rd, he does the big double nickels, 55 years old. So think good thoughts from Mr. Ronaldo, Brother Lee. Yeah, I don't have any. I might have some, but I'm going to play another song in honor for him. But I want to give the shout out. Oh, I should talk about these songs I played. Yeah, Shoku is something live from the Dual Gestalt Tart Psychologics. And we started all off with Island of Stars, but Blizzard at Sea. That sounds like a Lee Ronaldo tribute thing. But let me see if I can find something else. The Watt from Pedro Show.
Down.
Yeah. Live from Pedro show. I'm sure Brother Lee would have been digging on that. Started off with Jumanji by Oru Taichi. Then Forbidden Colors by Shin Matsura. After that we had Mayong Mayong by Puspa Duel. And finally, Toma Ke Toma, Hughes de Cousin. Probably Hugh. Some French thing, huh? Mashup kind of guy who takes music from all over, ethnic combiner kind of trip. And yeah, all very interesting. Like Lee Ronaldo with his Light and Text, is it? His wife Leah, combining RL sounds with some slides up on the wall. What was his first one called? Lee to Infinity or something? It was a bunch of closed grooves. Quite conceptual in nature. I think it was, Kim was telling me she's the one who got him together with Thurston by then both playing with Mr. Branca. Something like that. Very interesting story. Personally, I would love a shot at collaborating with Brother Lee. Call it Mad Dog Surrender or something. For me, you know, from Steely Dan. Steely Dan. Yeah. No, he's a righteously interesting person. One time I got to interpret some James Joyce with him. Reading some stuff. Quotes from Mr. Joyce as we improvised music. It was a club in Manhattan called Brownies, I think. Respect to him. The whole album of the Lee song. That would be bitching to be part of. That's the end of the second hour of the February 1st, 2011 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight, please, for hour 3 and episode 2. Brand new Jack Flanders. February 1st, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. And here's part 2 of Steam Dreamers of Inverness.
When Jack Flanders returned to that old mansion known as Inverness, he found a map displaying a secret room hidden somewhere within the mansion. The diagram showed 6 chairs in a circle with the lettering Steam Dreams. Later, searching with his friends Mojo and Claudine, they discovered the room. The floor, walls, and ceiling were covered with ceramic tiles. In an adjoining room was an old Victorian slide projector operated by steam. It's now the next morning. Jack is on the phone trying to locate a truckload of coal for the ancient steam boiler down in the cellar.
Shoot.
No coal?
Yeah. I tried the Yellow Pages. I even tried Google.
You tried eBay?
For a truckload of coal.
Have you asked Art?
Oh, good grief, of course. If anyone would know, it's old Art.
Oui, hello? Sanford, how nice to hear from you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I arrived yesterday. Uh-huh, yes? Why don't you? No, Jack's fine. I'll handle it.
Ooh, big problem. Well, it turns out there's a feed store that delivers clean coal.
Clean coal?
Yeah, it's the only kind they sell.
Jack?
What?
I just received a call. Ooh. It was from someone we know. Ooh. I invited him to Inverness.
Mojo, what are you trying to say in your subtle, nonverbal way?
I'm just rehearsing my groans and moans.
So, Claudine, who called?
Sanford Dwight.
And what does he want?
Well, he wants to see Inverness. Well, we have a room, don't we? Yes, Jack?
Do you recall what happened in White's castle?
Well, of course I do.
He used us like rats in one of his experiments.
Oh, come on, get over it.
After what he did?
Why are you so dark and negative?
You ought to plant some white seeds, Jack.
What?
That's what White does. He sows white seeds.
What white seeds?
If you plant black seeds, what do you think's going to come up?
What are black seeds?
You know, anger, jealousy.
Possessiveness?
Oh, yeah. And hate.
And distrust.
That's right. So stop sowing black seeds, Jack.
Oh, God.
And what are white seeds?
Love and compassion.
Sensitivity.
And awareness. They're all white seeds. Those are the seeds you want to sow.
And is this your gardening tip for the day, Mojo?
Whoa, the rain's coming down now.
Sanford Dwight. Back in my life again.
Oh, I love thunderstorms.
What does White want? I mean, what does the man who has more money than he knows what to do with... What does he really want?
Man, look at those raindrops. They're the size of watermelons.
I'll get it. Hello.
Mr. Flanders?
Mr. White.
How nice of you to invite me to Inverness.
Think nothing of it.
I forgot to ask Claudine, do you have a helipad?
I beg your pardon?
A helicopter pad.
There's a pond with lily pads.
Are there open fields?
Yeah, there's a few.
That's all I needed to know. May I speak to Claudine?
Yeah, sure. Claudine, it's the White Seed Man.
Early the next morning, there's a rap on the front door.
Yes?
You Flanders?
I think so.
I'm Cole.
You woke me up to tell me you're cold?
Cole.
Cole?
C-O-L-E. Cole.
Oh, Cole.
I'm from King Cole.
You mean like Nat King?
Like C-O-A-L. Cole.
Oh, Cole from King Cole.
You got it.
Good.
Well?
Oh, you brought the clean coal. Oh, come on, follow me. I'll show you where.
Cole from King Cole backs his dump truck up to the side of the old mansion. He attaches a chute to the back of the truck, the bed rises up, and the coal slides down the chute and into the coal bin in the basement. It's loud, it's dusty, and it's anything but clean.
Okay, Flanders, that ought to last you.
Well, I hope so, Cole.
You own this place?
Yeah, I inherited it from my aunt.
I remember her.
You knew Lady Jowls?
Does she still haunt this place?
Of course.
It figures. Thanks for the business. You need more clean coal, give Cole at King Cole a call.
Collect?
What's that?
I won't forget.
Later that morning, Mojo and Jack are down in the cellar shuffling coal into the mouth of that old cast iron steam boiler.
Boy, all this stuff is dusty.
And they call this clean coal?
I think I'm getting black lungs.
Maybe you ought to get a canary.
Yeah, I think I'll have to get a flock.
When they say black as coal, they weren't kidding.
You know, we keep this up, we're gonna look like twins, Mojo.
That'll be the day.
Okay. That's plenty. You can shut this monster's mouth.
I thought I saw a devil dancing around in there.
I believe that means it's hot enough. Oh. I hope these gauges still function.
Man, this is a lot of work. just for a night at the movies.
I see you boys got the old furnace fired up there.
Yeah, but the gauges are not registering.
Well, let's see what you got here.
Yeah, shouldn't they show some pressure?
You know what they need? Water.
Oh, man. There's no water in the pipe.
Oh, no.
Oh, that happens when you're doing what you don't know what.
There's some valves back here. You got a pipe wrench?
Yeah, I'll get one. You boys like living dangerously?
That wasn't our intention.
All right. Now, let's see what happens when we open the valves. It's easy like here.
That was deep.
I'll keep an eye on her. Why don't you two natives go get cleaned up?
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, my. Look at you two. I can't tell who's who.
See, Mojo, I told you.
Yeah. Should we do a minstrel show for Missy Claudine, Master Jack?
Yeah, did you bring your banjo, Mr. Bones?
Oh, no. Go take a shower, both of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to complain to Cole of King Cole about his clean coal.
Oh, now go. Get. Go, scoot.
And now, somewhat later, having cleaned up their act, Jack and Mojo return to the cellar to check on the ancient steam boiler.
Whew. It's getting warm down here.
Yeah. I hope we didn't overdo it.
You boys shoveled in an awful lot of coal.
Yeah, it burns hot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was living hell.
You think it's safe?
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Art, keep an eye on it, okay?
We're going upstairs. See if we can get any steam.
I think you're going to be seeing a lot of steam. Yep.
Jack, Mojo, and Claudine return to the secret room hidden on the third floor of the old Inverness mansion.
Well, sounds like we have steam.
I never knew they had steam-powered movie projectors.
Open a valve and see what happens. Easy now.
Sounds like the pipes are beginning to move.
I'm waiting for the movie.
I think it's winding itself up now.
Swirling around.
Oh, I think I see something.
Wow, the whole chamber is spinning.
How fast will this thing go?
I hope we don't find out.
Focus.
What's she saying?
It's out of focus.
Is the focus in the lens or in the speed?
I don't know. There are two lenses.
Try that one.
No, it's getting worse.
Turn it the other way.
Is that better?
No.
I don't suppose there's an operating manual.
Real men don't need that.
Oh, now it's getting better. Jack, come see this. It's like a ghost floating in the middle of the room.
Maybe we're going to see a spook movie.
Jack, come here. Look at this.
Are you seeing a moving picture?
No, it's more like a slideshow. But look, it's all around you.
You can step right into it. It's like you're part of it.
Everything is shimmering in here.
What is it you all seeing?
I think it's the way the plates are whirling past the lens. They create a flickering effect that's kind of mesmerizing.
Yeah, but what do you see?
Come on, you two. Step in.
Okay, why not?
This is strange. Man, it feels like I'm inside an old film.
Yeah. It appears to be a photo of a town. Or maybe it's part of a city.
Do you see the streets? The parks? You can move about within them.
Man, you just turn your head and it's like hopped 100 yards.
It's like a dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they call it steam dreams.
Yeah, it's like being a part of an old photograph.
What kind of a camera could capture this?
Do you think it's addictive?
Why? It's just made of particles of light.
Yeah, but it's an escape from reality.
But isn't that why we go to the movies?
Was this city ever real?
Oh, it seems so real.
Yeah, how could they photograph it unless it existed?
Or maybe they could take pictures of their thoughts.
I can't believe this.
Why? What are you seeing?
I'm on a bridge and I'm looking down on a river.
Wow. Is the water moving?
No. The only time anything moves is when I move.
Whew. I know I'm walking around in some old movie.
Yeah, but did movies exist then?
I didn't think that holograms did either.
Jack, you said this is made out of particles of light.
No, it's just a projection.
But it's also particles of steam.
You're right. The room is filling up with steam.
How did they do it?
And why did they do it?
That's like asking why take a photograph.
I'm checking out the people.
I haven't seen anyone.
They just started showing up.
Who do you see?
Oh, man. I see guys with top hats and women in big dresses and horses and carriages.
Are they moving?
No. They're all frozen in time.
Why am I not seeing this?
Maybe it's just the old shifting tapestry of illusion.
Yeah, but why are you seeing it and we're not?
I think you just gotta relax. Take three slow breaths.
Street seemed flat. Now I can see it's made of cobblestones.
Do you see that airship?
An airplane?
No. It looks more like a zeppelin.
Where is it?
It's above us.
Is it moving?
No. But you can move through things because they're just projections of light and steam.
You're right. The room is really filling up with steam now.
Oh, hey, Jack. You should see this. The end of the street. Look!
Oh, my God. Mojo, take a step over here.
You see?
See?
Is that Inverness?
I think it's the original.
What's it doing in this city?
Maybe that's where it was, once upon a time.
Can we go inside?
I don't know.
Things seem to be going out of focus. Or is that just me?
Oh, things are beginning to fade.
Maybe we're running out of steam?
Man, did that furnace eat up all that coal?
I don't know, but our movie has ended.
I shut her down.
Why?
It's got a crack.
The furnace is cracked?
Really? Where?
Well, from right up there. Right down here.
Ooh, eee, that's a nasty one.
Yeah, pretty big.
Well, I guess that's it for the steam flex, huh?
Wait, there must be someone around here who could weld this thing.
Oh, weld cast iron. I don't know about that. Don't go stoking it up again.
Oh, great.
I've been reading the Bible, and there's a place where Jesus says, ouch! A mosquito got me.
He didn't say that.
Well, it sounded different in Aramaic.
In the Bible, Jesus says, repent.
Oh, and did he say that to the mosquitoes?
No, man. Anyway, repent is a mistranslation. We've taken it to mean feel guilty. In Aramaic, repent means return. Look back. Take note of where you failed.
Repent means take note.
If you take note of where you failed today, it can help you tomorrow.
That's what Jesus meant by repent.
All he was saying was, don't feel pride, don't feel guilt, just take note.
So every day I should repent.
Mm-hmm. Before you go to sleep, repent. Take note.
By noticing what happened today, I will be more aware tomorrow?
Uh-huh. That's the essence of repent.
Wow. And to think all these mornings I've woken up feeling guilty because of a mistranslation.
That's all you gotta do. Take note.
Well, I'll make a note of that, Mojo.
Early the next morning, there's a knock on Jack's bedroom door.
Huh?
What?
I want someone.
For what?
Well, your father.
Oh. Yeah, right. When's he coming?
This morning.
Oh, God. Cole?
Cole of King Cole.
Cole, we don't need any more coal.
Someone called.
You know, I've been meaning to mention that clean coal you sold me wasn't that clean coal.
It's dirty business. Sometimes you just gotta take your lumps and like it. Burns hot, though, don't it?
Oh, that it does.
You got a crack somewhere?
Oh, are you the welder?
There's not many coal furnaces left around these parts. Someone's gotta keep them going. So take me to it.
Okay. Right this way.
This is a woozy doozy.
Can you save her?
What do you use this furnace for?
Well, there's a steam room upstairs.
A sauna?
Sort of.
Look at the size of this boiler. You could run a bathhouse with this.
Well, like they say, you never want to run out of steam.
Can't say I've ever seen one of these.
I think it's pre-Victorian.
It's not that old. Late Victorian, maybe. If you're going to stand there, you better put on some goggles.
And finally, later that afternoon...
Old Art has that furnace fired up again. He says it seems fine.
Well then, everybody ready to go back up for some steamy dreaming?
I've been waiting all day.
I'll meet you in the library.
Jack?
Yes?
Sanford will be flying in tomorrow.
Oh. Is he planning to skydive?
He may just beam himself in.
Well, I'll tell Scotty.
Jack, wait.
Yes.
You know, what happened on Sanford's Island has left you with the wrong impression. He's really a very charming man.
Are you saying that even though Sanford used us as lab rats in his diabolical experiments...
But nothing bad happened.
Meeting up with our own demons? I mean, come on, Claudine.
Ugh, no one was hurt.
Well, I hope not permanently.
Jack, you're being silly.
Really?
And stubborn.
Okay. Look, I'll give Sanford the benefit of... all my doubts. And that is saying a lot.
Well, thank you. That is very sweet of you.
I know.
Man, you had to be in good shape to go to the movies back then.
Yeah. Oh, you think we'll see anything different this time?
I know it'll be different.
Why do you say that?
Well, we are part of it. It changes because of us.
Ah, here we are.
I think these steps keep getting deeper.
Yeah. Claudine, what were you saying?
We are not just passive viewers, Jack.
It's a lot like dreaming in the daytime.
But what was the purpose? Is it just a form of entertainment?
Well, does it matter?
I'm going to get that old projector up to speed.
In the projector booth, Mojo turns the valves on the projector. There's a hiss of steam as the plates begin to whirl round and round.
I feel like I'm at a seance waiting for the spooks to appear.
An image begins to form in the center of the room. At first, it resembles an oval mist that appears in little puffs, ghost-like whiffs that slowly merge with one another, and then finally becoming recognizable shapes. Buildings, streets, and eventually, carriages, horses, and people. But nothing moves.
I'm going to continue where I left off. As if I can find the same street.
Well, I want to see if there's a way I can enter that mansion that looks like the original Inverness.
I'm going down by the river. Maybe I'll do some fishing.
Well, don't fall in.
They each head off in their own direction, even though no one moves. Maneuvering within this city is done by intention, not by physical movement.
There's the mansion. It may be just a photo image, but...
that I have a feeling there may be more than that within.
Since the image is made out of shadows, light, and particles of steam, he needn't open the door. Jack steps through the wall.
Am I really back in Inverness? It's similar, but no, the furniture, it's so different. Definitely Victorian.
On the second floor, there are beds with canopies and carpets from cashmere.
I'd love to have some of this in my house. Of course, nothing is solid. It's all just shadows and light.
We'll leave Jack as he continues to explore the old mansion, and we'll join Mojo, who is now standing on a bridge. But he's not looking down at the water. He's looking up into the sky.
I figured this would be an open view where I could get a good look at that Zeppelin. Now that's a fine-looking flying machine. I'd love to be up there looking down. I wonder if there's a way I can get up there. If I can move about this city without barely moving, maybe I can bring that Zeppelin down here.
While Mojo contemplates how to board the Zeppelin, let's look in on Claudine, who is slowly walking up the street. There are a number of people about now, but everyone stands perfectly still. They are merely figures made of light and steam. And even though Claudine can step right through them, she prefers to walk around them.
They're like cardboard cutouts of people standing there, pretending as though they're talking to each other. But as I get closer, they become less flat, more real. Can they sense my presence? Is it possible that our being here is altering this photo image in some way, as though we are now part of the image?
I know you.
What was that? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, are they becoming real? I am Claudine. Can you hear me?
Claudine.
Oh my God. I think they can hear me.
I can't tell how much of this is a stereoscopic photograph, and how much is my own overactive imagination. It's like a ghostly version of Inverness. I can move through the walls. But am I the ghost? It's like time traveling, arriving at a place in the past where time has stopped, time has ceased to be, or time never was.
I know there's a way I can get up into that Zeppelin, but I don't know why I know.
Lightness.
What? I heard something. Wait a minute. There are people standing over there on that bank of the river. But they're just shadows and light and particles of steam. Now, speaking of steam, man, it's getting hot in here. I think I better crank this thing down.
Mojo moves to the projector room and shuts the valves. The projector slowly winds down with a final hiss. The last of the photo image vanishes.
Ew. Oh, I didn't realize how hot it had gotten. Claudine? Claudine? Hello?
What is it?
Hello?
What is it you're saying?
Claudine, hey, are you okay?
Jack, just let her be. She'll come back on her own.
I guess she went into this deeper than we did. It really is like a type of dreaming, isn't it?
It's hard to know what is and what isn't, especially when nothing is and nothing isn't.
Well, except for us.
I don't know about you, but I'm not even sure about that.
You were hearing voices?
Yes.
You weren't imagining it?
I don't think so.
I heard someone whisper. It sounded like lightness.
Was it spooky?
Oh, yeah. Especially when it happens right behind your ear.
Well, at first I felt like I was eavesdropping. But now I know it was speaking to me. It said, I know you.
Huh.
You didn't hear anything, Jess?
No. But I was wandering around inside an empty old mansion that may have existed only in my head.
Late that afternoon, Sanford White arrives. Needless to say, he arrives in style. After his bags are unloaded, the helicopter lifts into the air and sails off into the sunset.
That's a lot of luggage. How long is he planning to stay?
After greetings are exchanged and several bottles of fine Cabernet are removed from his mobile wine cellar, Jack, Claudine, Mojo, and Sanford White sit outside and toast the darkening hills of Inverness.
Cheers.
Salud. Yeah.
I saw in your library you have the collected poems and plays of Rabindranath Tagore.
Yeah, it was given to me when I was in South India.
They say that Rabindranath Tagore wrote 6,000 poems, but when he was dying, he said, "The song I wanted to sing, I have not sung yet." A friend said to him, "Shelley, who is considered one of the greatest European poets, sang only 2,000 songs. You have sung 6,000 songs." Rabindranath said, "But I wanted to sing only one song. I tried and tried again, and I kept failing. I tried 6,000 times and failed to sing the one I wanted to sing. It's still unsung."
Well, he gave it a good try.
Well, perhaps no one can sing it.
There's a story about when the Buddha would go from town to town. He used to tell people, "Please don't ask me this." And he had a list of questions he didn't want to be asked.
Well, what were they?
The questions had to do with God, soul, death, life, truth, everything that's important.
And he couldn't answer that.
Because they can't be answered in words. He said, "Not that I don't know, but to bring them to words can't be done."
Ah, those who have seen cannot say.
Words are okay, but they just aren't it.
So are we never able to sing our song?
Even though Tagore never sang the song he wanted to, those 6,000 poems he did sing made the world a more beautiful place.
"The world has kissed my soul with its pain, asking for its return in songs."
That is beautiful.
"And now, my children, I've had a long day, and so I shall bid you good night."
"Can you find your way to your room?"
"I believe I can. Good night."
That was interesting.
Sanford's got a lot in him.
Now do you trust him, Jack?
Well, we'll see.
Live from Pedro's show. Just heard part two. The newest Jack Flanders adventure. Steam Dreamers of Inverness. Remember, Inverness is where it all began. 1971, me Ball Fulton did the first Jack Flanders adventure. Called the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Incredible stuff. I heard as a teenager listening to KPFK and just dug the shit out of it. Stuff like Luna over Morocco and incredible adventures of Jack Flanders and Dreams of Rio. And, whole bunch of them. I played a lot on this show here. And the captain actually hooked me up with getting them straight from Mr. Meatball himself. ZBS.org. That's ZBS as in zero bullshit or something. .org. Upstate New York somewhere. Lots of creative stuff coming out of that pad. Please support him all you can. Can you believe 40 years when you hear them voices? They're the ones I heard when I was a teenager. Yeah, it's a trip. That is a trip. I wonder if Brother Lee knows of Jack Flanders. He's not too far. I think he grew up in Long Island. But maybe Long Island, upstate New York, or worlds apart. I don't know. I remember Mr. Shelley telling me Brother Lee was way into Johnny Cougar or something. Maybe. He's, yeah, I know he likes television. Yeah, Jack Flanders. Mind movies, I call them things, you know? Travel with your mind. Speaking of which, we got, you know, this big day out, 5 years. Actually, my first one was in 96 with Porno for Pyros. It was the first time to Australia, New Zealand for me. And Mr. Perry was great. All of them. Peter, Perk. Beautiful. I get to play with Perk right when I get back, I think. I think on the 12th. 5 days after I get home. And, yeah, Peter's got to do something back east, Peter DiStefano. So taking his place will be Brother Wayne Kramer. Yeah. That should be interesting. I remember I played with Brother Wayne Kramer. The night I got sick. Or I first felt the fever coming on, 2000. That stuff that almost killed me. I played with him again after that at Baked Potato. I think it was a big jam on Looking at You or something. Let's play some more music. Wow, from Pedro Show.
Try to change something in your life.
From Pedro. You just heard Apologies of an Old Sacco from the Borden Asylum. Before that was Serba by Eccles. In front of that was The Low Side of Life by the Damnation Kids. And started that chunk off with Purpose by Outro Inside. I haven't seen Rammstein yet. They play right after us on the stage next to us. But in Adelaide, for sure, I'm going to see. God, Adelaide. The purple sweater. There's a dose where there's a black gang. I remember, I think Scotty Sonic. Yeah, we went to one of those things up the street. Had so many memories. I'll write about it in the diary, okay? Up on the home page. Let's play some more music.
Here come a hippie knock, homie, see a sick of fiddle hole. Here come a hippie knock, oh yeah, truly alive. Mass are telly sick and last, we did fiddle hinken. Store røde øjne, ja det er også rette her. Her kommer hippie lang, og med syre trip og fedt hår. Her kommer hippie lang, og jeg tror det eller ej. Syre trip i lommen, og give os velkommen. En masse flotte farver, ja det er også rette at se. Her kommer hippie lang, og med syre trip og fedt hår. Her kommer hippie lang, og jeg tror det er ej. Spid til mine venner, lad os miste vores tænder. Den fine, hvide pulver, ja, det er også rart at have.
Her kommer hit i lang hår med syre, tæt og fede hår. Her kommer hit i lang hår, jeg tror det eller ej.
Det er solid og fejer, lad os tage det som vi plejer. For et kæmpe hoved, det er da rigtig rart at have.
Her kommer hippie lang hår med syre, tæt og fedtet hår. Her kommer hippie lang hår, jeg tror det eller ej. Her kommer hippie lang hår med syre, tæt og fedtet hår. Her kommer hippie lang hår, jeg tror det eller ej. Tror det eller ej. Tror det eller ej. Tror det.
Flaps! on the slide. I wanna go on the swing. I wanna go on the seesaw. I wanna go on the slide. I wanna go on the swing. I wanna go on the seesaw. I wanna go on the slide. I wanna go on the swing. I wanna go on the seesaw. I don't wanna go to Disneyland. Fuck Disneyland. I don't wanna go to Disneyland. Fuck Disneyland. I wanna go on the swing. I wanna go on the seesaw. I wanna go on the slide. I wanna go on the swing. I wanna go on the seesaw. I don't wanna go to Disneyland. Fuck Disneyland.
Last bit of music for this edition from Melbourne, Australia. My fourth time here in 15 years. Okay, starting that last amount was Hippie Lager by Beneath Content. I think they're from Denmark. And then we heard Gekko no Tsunagi, and that's Wakine, and I know they're Tokyo, Japan. And finally we had Fuck Disneyland by the Tuxedos. And I think there's some kind of composite San Francisco, Los Angeles thing. Somebody lives somewhere between those towns. But California. And, yeah, it's been Man Alone. A lot from Pedro's show. I've done some like these from Pedro. Usually on the remote ones, though, I don't. Miss Peak wants to document this upcoming Third Opera Tour, March 10, April 30. 51 gigs, 52 days. There's a Kickstarter thing going. Maybe I should put a link up on the Hoop page. A lot of people have helped out. I think she's almost up to 73-74%. What she needs to do it. It'd be interesting. She's a tough lady. We're old friends, but not really old enough to No. She's all right. I think she'll be able to hang. Actually, she's very good at the kickboxing thing, so we try to keep things on an idea plane anyway. She is an excellent photographer. Too dark, out of focus, head's cut off. It'd be righteous to have her on the boat. We're bringing up Bob Stiers, too, so me and my men, Tom and Raul, it'd be a little different for us because we, usually use a lean crew. But it's kind of a trippy tour. And it's very important I do this piece for everyone I can. And, start my own thing, Clenched Wrench, like 30 years ago with the New Alliance, 31 years ago, D. Boone and Martin. But I got so much proj coming out, man, so many. In fact, I just wrote Mr. Shimmy. When I get back, I mastered a Spielgusher. God, I love Mr. Shimmy. He's a beautiful man. I get to do Migu with him in Texas. Okay, look, it's been the February 1st, 2011, Watt from Pedro show, broadcast from here, Melbourne, Australia. I want to tell all you, please keep your powder dry.